As I mentioned there, according to some of our sort of religious history book, in ancient time, some Tibetan translator or Tibetan master visited in these areas. And we also, you see, mentioned Pulahari. I don't know. Pulahari. So one great Indian yogis remained there, stayed there. So you see many, some of these Tibetans received teaching from him. So in ancient time, we have some connection. So therefore, of course, then beside that, we also have Tibetan settlement in this state. So in the past occasion I visited, so indeed I feel great honor once more here. And then I want to share with you that is according my own experience over now 30 years, especially meeting with modern scientists and many modern educations. Eventually I realized the knowledge which we kept originally come from India. Today's knowledge, not only ancient knowledge, but also very relevant to today's world. Frankly speaking, today's world, a lot of crisis. I think each day we are quite peaceful here, but same planet, same human being, thousands killing by human being. And some worst case, due to different religious faith, killing each other. How bad? All measure of tradition. You see, teach us practice of love, forgiveness, tolerance. But then source of these sort of noble sort of practice is religion itself. Now dividing human beings and killing. Then thousands, millions of people facing starvation, like Yemen and Syria, this area. Unthinkable. Same human brothers, sisters, dying due to starvation. And then look, Burma, Buddhist country. Very negative, merciless attitude towards those Burmese Muslims. So
So that is today's world. Now the big question, whether is it, this is something human nature or not. If it is nature, then we can't do it much. But then, see, according to our scientists, basic human nature is more compassionate. And 7 billion human beings all come from one's own mother. And Chief Minister also come from his own mother. Me too come from my own mother. So we, everybody, you see, enjoy mother's milk. That's the way our life starts. Now, so our common experience, we all grown up or survived with mother's love, mother's milk. So, including those troublemakers, the same way start their life. And then one important thing is, scientists, medical scientists, they say constant anger, constant fear, constant hatred, actually eating our immune system. So very bad for our health. So everybody, you see, taking care of their own health. So good health relies on medicine. Not sufficient. Good health very much related with peace of mind.
Sir, what talks do you have with our Chief Minister, sir?
What?
What talks do you have with our Chief Minister?
Basically, these things I mentioned. Whoever I met, I always mentioned these things. Then I also inquired, what political party? then he, you see, I think one of the longest, what is it again?
Serving
Chief Minister. So then I really praised that. Not like Kazakhstan. Mugabe. Not like Mugabe in Africa. Zambia.
Zimbabwe.
Oh, 93-year-old. He still keep power. And not only himself, now he quite old. So he want his wife how to should succeed. That's too much. Here, you see, people's trust, respect, and through election, and now he served long period. So I admire.
CM, about the Tibetan refugees, those are staying in Odisha?
No particular. Generally speaking, wherever Tibetan refugees live, in Karnataka state and Madhya Pradesh, and is here, you see, generally speaking, very happy. The state government is, you see, very, very kind. Very kind.
Thank you. It's a pleasure. It's an honor. Your office.
No, don't share. Send you.
Thank you.
Bottom line of the game. I just want to